Abraham believed the word of the Lord, and it was counted unto him by God as righteousness. Chapter 15 of Genesis, beginning with verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, and your exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me you have given no seed, and look, one born in my house is my heir. And look, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be your heir, but he shall come forth out of your own loins, that will be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Now look now toward the heaven, and tell the stars, and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall your seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and the Lord counted it to him for righteousness. Do we believe the promises of God? Here's the promise that we have in Christ Jesus. Those who believe in Him and believe in Him enough to place their life on the line with Jesus Christ, to them, God says, I will give eternal life in heaven. That's the gospel right there. The promises of God and believing in that promise enough to commit our way to Jesus Christ is counted toward us as righteousness, even though we may be faulty people. For once we begin following Jesus Christ, then God will not only forgive our sins, but He will begin to refashion our character and help us to grow in the grace of God so that we day by day become more conformed to the image of Christ. There's a sign up in my Sunday school classroom where I go to Sunday school where it has this motto, You catch them, I'll clean them. We are fishers of men, but God is the one who cleans people up. The essential point is that we believe enough to commit our way to Jesus Christ and believe the promises of God for eternal life in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, today, help me to walk in that faith that I have eternal life because I believe in Jesus and I believe in Him enough to follow Him and turn my whole life over to You. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.